Okay, Gemara Chasima Tov, everyone. We are starting, we're in Birchos HaShachar. Siman Nun Beis, Seif Aleph. Im Ba'ale Beit HaKnesset U'matzat Tzibur B'sof Psuki D'Zimra. A person comes late to shul in the morning, and they're at the end of Psuki D'Zimra. You don't have much time. So Omer Baruch She'amar, Ad Mehula B'tishpachot. So you say Baruch She'amar. V'achar Kach Tilala David, that's right. Ad Me'ata V'ad Olam Halalukha, that's Ashrei. That's the third of the five Hallelukas. Ad Livnei Yisrael, Am Kravo Halluka. V'achar kach, Hallelu El Bikotsho, Ad Kol Neshamata Hallelka. And then you say the fifth of the Hallelukas. Okay? So those are the two most important Hallelukas, if that's all you have time for. I saw someone else writes, the order is, ideally, if you only have enough time, you say Halukah number 5, then 3, then 1, then 2, then 4. Shulchan Aruch just mentions these are the two most important of the five, Haggah. Ve'im yesh lo shehut yoter, and if you have more time, that means if you actually had more time to say pretty much all of Psukei Dezimra, then, almost all of it, then Yomar Hodu Lashem Kir'u, Then you go back to Hodu. Hodu is one of the least important, but the first part of Hodu is more important than the second half of Hodu. So you go from Hodu Lashem Kir'u Ad Vehurachum. So that's the first third of Hodu. Videleg Ad Vehurachum Shekodem Ashrei, and then you skip over to Vehurachum, which is right before Ashrei. Right? And the rest of Psukei Dezimra is more important than Hodu. Ki bintayim eino rak psukim elukatim, because Hodu is basically just random psukim. Now, v'achar kach yishtabach, and of course you have to say yishtabach, because the first and last bracha are a unit. You can't say one bracha without the other. You can't just show up to shul late, even if you want to be chazan and just jump into yishtabach. You have to minimally say Baruch Shemar, Ashrei, and Yishtabach. Or just skip all the entire Psukei Dezimra and skip all those two brachot completely, as we will see. V'achar kach yotzer u'kriyat shema u'birchotea. And then you consider with yotzer or birchot kriyat shema. And shema v'itpalel im atzibor, and you daven with the tzibor. It's really important to say shema with the tzibor. And you want to say birchot kriyat shema with shema. And you want to daven the amidah, the ikar part of the tefillah with the tzibur. V'im ein shahut kol kach. What if you don't have so much time? Yedeleg gam mizmorim halu et Hashem min hashamayim. You skip also the halukas and you just say Ashrei. Hagav, im od ein shahut, and there's still less time, lo yomar rak baruch shemar v'tilal David v'yishtabach. That's what we call baruch shemar, Ashrei, and yishtabach. Just to point out, The Magid Misharim, the Malach told Rav Yosef Karo de Beis Yosef to make sure you come to Shul early so that you can daven all of the Psukei Dezimra in order without skipping, because otherwise he calls it Me'apech Hatzinorot. Because when we daven, the Mekubalim talk much about this, when we daven, our tefillot go up to Shamayim through pipes. There's a certain way, it's a mashal, obviously. Certain ways our tefillot go up to Shemayim. And it's going to travel better and be more effective if you follow the rules or you follow the most direct channels. So that's why there's an order, there is a proper seder as well to davening. But certainly it's better to daven b'tzibur than being makpid on saying Al Psukei Dezimra and being in order. Also, if one is late before davening, it's really important to make sure before davening you say Netilat Yadayim, Asher Yetzar, Elokai Neshama, and Birchot HaTorah. First of all, it's obvious that they're important to say in the very beginning. It's even more important because once you daven, it's a big shaila if you can say any of those brachot. Once you daven Shacharit, you can no longer say Netilat Yadayim. There's a suffix if you could say Elokai Neshama. And Elokai Neshama goes with Asher Yetzar, and it's supposed to be right after using the bathroom. And Birkat HaTorah is also a question mark because you already said Ahavat Olam or Ahav HaRabba. The rest of Birchot HaShachar, you could definitely say after davening. You have all day to say Birchot HaShachar. Certainly all day. Can you say it into the evening is a question mark. But certainly it's safe to say it all day if you were not able to say it before Shacharis. Okay. Also on Shabbos, Nishmat we add. So most write that the most important after Ashrei is Nishmat. It's a very special tefillah for Shabbos. Some say you go based on Tadir v'she'eno Tadir, but most write for Nishmat, it's an exception, and that takes precedence over the rest of Psukei de Zimra. Okay. Continuing. The end of, but we're still in Seif Aleph. There's only Seif Aleph. Where are we? Ve'im. Im kvar itchilu hatzibur yotzer or. Now what happens if they already started Birkos Kriyat Shema and you show up? Ve'im shehut lomar psukei de Zimra afilu b'dilug. You don't even have time to say any psukei de Zimra. So skip. Yikra Kriyat Shema, yibirchotel, yimetzibur, v'itpalel, yimayim. So the proper halacha is, you jump into Birchas Kriyat Shema. Again, I would say those four brachot we mentioned. Jump into Kriyat Shema. And so you say it with the tzibur and you daven with them. V'acharkach yikra kol psukei de Zimra b'lo bracha shelifneim v'lo shel achareim. And then you say all of, preferably, you're supposed to say all of psukei de Zimra after davening, but you do not say the bracha because the purpose of psukei de Zimra is for davening, and the purpose of, and the brachot of Baruch Shamar Nishtabach we're talking about, it is only nitkan for before Shacharis. Again, Birchas HaShachar you do say later if you didn't say it. Haga, umiko makom, yomar kol habrachot shemechuyav levarech baboker. Right, that's saying Birchot HaShachar. That you still say them. All the brachot that you have to say, you say it afterwards. Right, the Gra is the one who writes, you can even say it at nighttime. But that's a question. Okay, let's move on. Nun Gimel. Siman Nun Gimel, Din Haraui Leired Lifnei HaTeva. So these are the halachas of Shaliach Tzibur, as we are here on Erev Yom Kippur. Aleph, Siman Asif Aleph. Omer Shaliach Tzibur Yishtabach Me'umad. So where does the Shaliach Tzibur start? He starts with Yishtabach. Why Yishtabach? Because this way there's no... first of all, you stand for that. And the poskim write that the main... we're going to say it, actually. But the Shaliach... it's important that he's there for Yishtabach so that there's no hefsek for Kaddish. We don't want to have... They start looking for a chazan to come to the front after Yishtabach. We want Yishtabach to be connected to Kaddish. Because Kaddish is really on what? On the psukim from Psukei de Zimra. And Kaddish is also a bridge. It's also an intro for Shacharis, for the Amidah. We always say Kaddish before the Amidah, but we always need to have psukim before. So if, let's say there wasn't a minyan, and all of a sudden they gathered together and everyone already said Yishtabach, so they should say three psukim and then say Kaddish. Because you don't say Kaddish without the psukim, but Kaddish is also an intro to the tefillah and a pre-Kabbalah. Every Kaddish that we say, it's placed in between certain sections as we as our tefillahs come closer to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. As they write, it's from different olamot, from one olam to another, from one sphere to another, as we get closer, the Kaddish is the vehicle that helps us get closer and higher, both on the way up and on the way down. Okay. Bet. En lomar yishtabach ela im kein amar baruch shemar. You can't say yishtabach unless you said baruch shemar first. Uktzat psukei de Zimra. And at least some of psukei de Zimra, because that's what it's for. It's a unit, and it's for psukei de Zimra. Okay, si'if gimel. En avarach ala tifat tzitzit ben psukei de Zimra liyishtabach. We don't the bracha and put on our talis between psukei de Zimra and yishtabach. You could between the prakim, between the mizmorim of psukei de Zimra, but not between the end of Az Yashir and right before yishtabach. because Yishtabach, you don't want to have a hefsek between the psukim and the bracha. Yishtabach is going on the bracha before, on the psukim before. Ela bein yotzer yishtabach. So if you got it right before, you got your talis right before Yishtabach, wait till after Yishtabach. This is for individuals davening, as we will see. But if you got it during Pesukei Dezimra, you can put it on during Pesukei Dezimra between each mizmor. Haga, the Rama continues, Miyu ashaliach tzibor, imayalo teli techila. If he didn't have a talis from during Pesukei Dezimra, yit'atev pitzitit kodim she'at techil Yishtabach. He's the exception. He actually, if he only gets it right before Yishtabach, so he puts on his talis right before Yishtabach. Because we don't want there to be a hefsek between Yishtabach and Kaddish. Again, it's a little bit of a gnai and appropriate, and the Kaddish is all connected. And so that's the main reason. Interesting. What if you're davening and you're part of the tzibur and you have to wait? You finish Pesukei Dezimra, you're quicker. You're there on time, you're quicker, and you're waiting for everyone. They say for the individual, it's better, instead of just sitting around doing nothing, you can learn, but it's better to say Yishtabach and then learn versus learning before Yishtabach. Because Yishtabach is on Pesukei Dezimra, and it's okay to have, you could learn in the, because it's all Torah, you shouldn't be talking Dvarim V'Teilim, obviously, but to learn, that's it's better to do it after Yishtabach versus before. Haga. If there's no minyan in the Beit HaKnesset, but the shaliach tzibur should be waiting to do yishtabach, preferably, and not say yishtabach yet. And he just has to be quiet. The shaliach tzibur should just be quiet until the minyan shows up. Ve'yomar yishtabach v'kaddish. And then he says Yishtabach with the Kaddish together. Okay. Si'if, Dalet. Shaliach tzibur tzarich sheyeh hagun. You must be qualified. You must be very praiseworthy. Proper. Ve'ezahu hagun. So the Shulchan Aruch qualifies. What does it mean, hagun? Sheyehe reikan mi'averot. He has to be empty from averot. That there should be no shame ra, no bad name on the shaliach tzibur, even from when he was a child. Right? It's always time to do tshuva, but think before we do an avera, because it's not always easy to properly erase what we do. V'shiye anav has to be humble, umerutza la'am, and he has to be Merutzel Amr, everyone likes him. V'yeshlo ne'ima v'kolo arev. And he has to have a good voice and good nigunim. V'ragil likrot Torah nevim uktuvim. And he has to be accustomed on a regular basis to read or learn Tanakh. Now, these are all things that are really qualities for all of us, of course. Obviously, the shaliach tzibur, it's more important. But we see how important it is not to fight, not to steal, violate choshen mishpat, because all these things could passel a shaliach tzibur and really passel us individually to ourselves, to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We also see the importance of learning Tanakh and Halacha, as we will see Talmid Chacham coming up. Okay, let's go on. The quote also, if a person doesn't learn, Meisir ozno mishmoa Torah gam tfilato to'eva. It says in Mishle, if a person doesn't has no interest to learn, I'm just going to keep the mitzvot and daven. And even his davening is considered a to'eva. It's really important. One interesting thing for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, some point out it's important to be married and at least 30 years old. That's lechatchila. And in general, we say it's better if you're married than if you're single. And some say a kohen comes before a levi. But a lot of these things are depends on the community and each individual posik. Okay. Hey. And of course, and a lot of factors to keep in to if you have choices to make how to choose. Okay. Hey. What if you can't find someone who fulfills all these requirements, these good attributes? So then, okay, you should pick the best, but it has to be the best based on chachma and umasim tovim. Right? Those are the number one criteria. That's where we start from. Haga, v'im haya kan am haaretz zaken, v'kolo na'im v'am haveitzim bo. What if you have an am haaretz, doesn't know much, doesn't learn much, but he's got a great voice, and everyone enjoys having him the chazan. And then you have a ben shlosh esrei shana, 13-year-old boy, hamevin mashomer. He understands what he's saying. Ve'in kolo na'im, but his voice is not great. Hakatan hu kodem, the katan comes first. Mi she'avar avera b'shogig, kagon she'haraga nefesh b'shkaga, a person did an avera b'shogig, by mistake, like he killed someone by mistake. V'chazar b'tshuva, the tshuva, so then mutar liyot sheliach tzibor, that's okay. Aval, im asa b'meizid, but if he did it b'meizid, lo. That's where yatza shem ra alav bialduso. That's a big problem. Demikol makom yatza alav shem ra kodem atshuva. Because he already got that bad reputation for doing something b'mezid when he was younger. Vav ein memanim ela mi shenitmale zekana. Really, you should only pick someone who has a full beard. That doesn't mean it has to be full as in very long, but most of the face is filled with a beard. Mipenei kevod hatzibor, because of kavod tzibor. Aval be'akrai, but if it's just once in a while, just someone to get up for the amud. Mishehevi shtei sarot, once he's 13 years old and has two hairs, yuchal lera lifnei ateva, then he's allowed to daven for the amud. And they point the poskim say you don't have to check. Once he's 13 years old, there's a chazaka, and since we're talking about tefillas derabanan. At least most of the way we do our tefillah, that we're using the shaliach tzibur, that portion is at least the rabbanon, the pashtut. Even according to the Rambam that says tefillah is deraisa, and everyone holds tefillah is deraisa on some level, at least be'et sara, and then when are we considered be'et sara or not, in a time of difficulty. So, but the point is, the concept of the way we have a shaliach tzibur, that's the rabbanon. So you don't have to check. Any mitzvah that we need someone to be a deraisa, then he needs to have a full beard, or someone has to check. Like for blowing shofar, for example. His face. No. Someone has to check that he has two hairs, or he has to have a full beard if you don't want to pull down his pants a little bit. Okay, so we'll discuss after. Okay. Right. Now this means that the shaliach tzibur who's chosen cannot even pick someone to replace him. Even once in a while. Let's say every holiday he wants to go away for, I don't know, Pesach. He goes away every year for Pesach. So the shaliach tzibur of the synagogue, of the shul, can't appoint someone else to take over for him on a regular basis, let's say, for every Pesach, year after year. You can have somebody go up one day, but you can't appoint somebody on a semi-permanent basis. Unless he fits the criteria. And of course, everything that we're learning here, the tzibur has to want him. If the tzibur doesn't want, then shaliach tzibur can't. But we'll see. Seif zayin. Im ein sham mi sheyodeh liyot shaliach tzibur, ki im ben 13 v'yom echad, the only one who could be a shaliach tzibur is someone who's 13 in a day. In other words, a full 13 years. Mutav shehu shaliach tzibur mishibatlu milishmoa kedusha v'kadish. Obviously, it's better to have someone who's 13 versus to have no minion. Okay, chet. Mi she'eno ba'al zakan, kol shenikar bo sheyagi lichlal shanim shirayui litmalot zekano, litmalei zekano karinan bei. So, you don't mamish have to have a full beard, But it must be either you do have a full beard, or it has to be obvious when you look at you that you have, that you're ra'uy to have a full beard. Hilkach ben esrim shana. Therefore, once you hit age 20, afal pi she'ein lo zakan, even though you have no beard, mimaninoto, then it's not a problem. Because once you hit 20, we know your bar mitzvah. Haga v'chein, im haya lo zakan afilu ma'at. You're starting to grow a beard. Karinan bein itmalei zakanayim hu ben shmona asrei ulamala. If you have just starting to have a beard, then you need to be 18. Okay? Tet. Saris, one who cannot have a child. Yesh omrim shemutar lamanoto im hu ben esrim. So you're allowed to, Saris, can, even though he can't have children and he's, I forget the exact translation, but anyway, he's clean shaven because he doesn't grow hair. Not clean shaven, he doesn't grow hair, he doesn't have any facial hair. So, but once he reaches 20, again, he's also kasher to be a shaliach tzibur. Okay, yod. Yesh lilmod zechut al mekomot shenoagim shektanim yordin lifnei ateva litpalel tefilat arvit b'motzei shabbatot. There were places, never heard of it personally, but there were places that had the minhag on motzei Shabbos only, they would have a ketanim lead the services, be the chazan. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, yesh lilmod zechut, don't yell at them, don't go crazy, but they shouldn't be doing it. It's not the proper thing to do. I'm assuming he would say you can say something, but don't get out of hand. If they don't want to listen, just let it be. It's fine. Haga. That's their minhag, and it's not totally wrong. Haga. Uvim komot, and also there's no chazar to shat, so it's only things, even the tefillah itself, that the chazan is doing at nighttime is only derabanan, like kaddish. And baruchu. Uvim komot shelona agukin, and in places where there is no such minhag, which I believe is everywhere nowadays, in the katan arvit, even for Mariv, we never let a katan lead the services. He's never the chazan, the shaliach tzibur. Even though you reach 13 on Shabbat, we don't let him daven the night before Mariv. The Radayin Ein Lashlosh Esrei Shana. He doesn't have a full 13 years. Okay. Yud Aleph.
They're not stomachs. Normally, like the Bar Mitzvah is Miktas Ayun Kukulot.
Yeah. I'm not sure either. I'll have to look this one up. Shkayach. Yud Aleph. Shaliach tzibur shamarich b'tfilato kadei shiyishmu kolo arev. A shaliach tzibur who stretches it a little bit to daven nice. Imu machmat shesameach belibo al shenotein hoda'a l'Hashem yitbarach. If he's doing it because he enjoys it, because he's giving shavach and hoda'a to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then tavo alav bracha, then that's good. But if you're doing it, v'hushit pelo bechoved rosh, v'omed be'ema v'yira, and that's when he's serious, and he davens with fear and awe to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, aval, that's good. Aval, im echaven la'shmiya kolo v'sameach bekolo. But if he's doing it because he enjoys to hear his own personal voice, not just the tefillahs sung nicely, but he's doing it for his personal voice, arizim meguna, that's disgusting. And as a general rule, if you're marich, you're taking a long time to daven. Lo tov ose, you are not doing good. Vipnei Torah hatzibur, because this is a tircha de tzibura. It's a little bit objective and a little bit subjective, naturally. But there is an inyan of schlepping it out too long that's inappropriate, especially for Shabbos and Yom Tov. People are supposed to be home with their family, or time for yourself, time to learn. But Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is, I guess, an established exception. Yud Bet. En memanin mi shekarei la'alfin, aynin ula'aynin, alfin. You don't want to have a shaliach tzibur davening when he cannot pronounce things correctly or properly. And that obviously depends on the tzibur. If everyone pronounces an aleph and an ayin the same, obviously it doesn't apply. And also anything where if the shaliach tzibur stutters a lot or has any issues that doesn't match and it's uncomfortable, it's not unpleasant, doesn't match the levels of the rest of the tzibur's, so then obviously that's inappropriate. Yud Gimel, a pocheach v'hu shebigdo karua uzrotav megulim lo yered lifnei ateva. He should not daven for the amida. What's a pocheach? So it's a person who has his clothing ripped and his arms and shoulders are uncovered. So anyways, a person who's dressed completely inappropriate for the tzibur obviously is going to be inappropriate to go up. And it's a ganai. Yodalid. Suma yared lifnei ateva bevad shelo yikra b'torah mishum dvarim shebichtav yata rashai le'omram al peh. Someone who's blind cannot lane, can't be a bal korei, because he can't say psukim. You're only allowed to say psukim, especially if you're motzi other people, if you can actually read them from the ktav, and fortunately he can't see. Tetvav. Shaliach tzibur kavua yared lifnei ateva mi'atzmo v'lo yamtin shiomru lo. Someone who's, that's his job every week. He has his kavua to be a shaliach tzibur. He doesn't have to wait for anyone to call him up. He just goes. Right? Certainly that's the same for any chazan who's already been pre-scheduled for the holidays. Tet zayin. Mi she'eno shaliach tzibur kavua. But if someone's not a regular, he's not the kavua, tzarech l'sarev me'at, out of proper humility and proper decorum, you don't just get up when the gabbai or someone just calls you to go to be the chazan. You first pass it off. You refuse. You say, no thanks. But don't push him off too much. Just gently, like it's okay. You don't need to be called. That's eleba pam rishana meserav. You only refuse the first time. But then, when people tell you to go up a second time, then you start to get up. You act as if you kind of want to, you're willing to go up, but you're hesitant maybe. And if they call you a third time, then ya'amod, go already. If a great person, bigger Talmud Chacham, the Rav of the Shul, maybe someone very important, also depends on, you know, your age, Eino meserev lo klal. You don't refuse him at all. You immediately go, and that's a general rule for other, for other positions. But if it's actually a position of power, then you are allowed to reject even an adam gadol. Stop. All right, we'll stop here.